Pansimin Shin Kazayan in the middle of Sif Ches. Let us just see the Lashon of the Mechaber on Sif Ches. Shmeine Shrotzim Hamurim Batoyram Hatsodon Chayiv. If a person captures the Shmeine Shrotzim, they're normally captured with Tzorech. So therefore, if a person, it's Amin Hanitzoy, so if he captures them, he's Chayiv. Achayvu Behem. If a person bruises them, Afal Pi Shelo Yotza Mehem Dam, even though the blood did not go completely out, did not puncture the skin and leave the skin, once he's a bruise underneath the skin, but the blood that went up to the skin level is out of the, is not going together with the rest of the, with the flow of the blood. So that is also called chayiv. That's also called a chayvu. He extracted blood from the flow of the blood, and that is called netilas neshamim. The yadamu anefesh, the nefesh of every nivra is in the dam. By taking this blood, that it is not flowing anymore in the goof, it is taken away from the flow of the blood, so that's called, he was night on the shaman. Ushar shrotzim, but other shrotzim who do not have a tough skin, so one who is chayvu another shrotzim is only chayiv elim kain yotza mehem dom, unless the blood came out. But if the blood just went to the skin level, that blood will return back to the rest of the blood. So there's no netilas neshama. Vahatsodon, and if a person captures shah shrotzim, so the law is as follows. Let's say, if he wants to use these shrotzim, if he has no intent to use the shrotzim, oistam potter avoloso. So if he has no intent to use the shrotzim, so he's part of a mechiv chatos, but it is also midrabonon ularambam chayiv. And according to the shitas harambam, he will be chayiv. Yeah. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim, the Sifkot Lamed Aleph, that by the Shmeine Shrotzim, if he bruised the sherets, so he's chayiv. The nitzra haynu shenesav v'nikpatz b'mokim echot. The blood came together in one place. Vishuv, and it is in the skin. Vishuv einai chayzer v'nivla b'haboso. It will not go back into the boso. So that this blood, it seems, was extracted from the Baal Chai. Baal Kain Chayiv Mishum Netilas Neshome Shabayisei Mokim. So the Neshome that was in this blood was taken away from this blood. Ki Hadam Hu Hanofesh. Because in the Dam, we have Nefesh there. That is by the Shmeine Shrotzim. But by the other Shrotzim, Einei Chayiv, Atam, the reason is, the Kaimolon Chabura HaChayzeres, if there he made a wound, but the wound will not remain. The blood that rose into the into the skin level will come back to the basar. Loishmal Chabura, so that is not considered a Chabura, that is not considered. He made Mekilas Neshama because the blood is going to return. Valkain, therefore, Shar Shrotzim, other Shrotzim, Shoiron Rach Mamish Kiboso. Their skin that they have is very soft. It's just as soft as the meat of this nivra of the sheretz. Is bimheira nitzra boyadom. So if you put some pressure or you hit this animal, the dom right away comes to the skin level. But since the skin level is very soft, so it enters it and it's going to go back into the bloodstream. That means, it seems, an animal that has a thicker skin, so if it punctures the inner chelik of the skin, so that means it leaves the bloodstream and it's going to remain there. But this skin is only very soft, so the blood just rises to the skin and then it goes back right away. So it's only considered netilas neshome, that he took away chiyus only if the dom left the nivra. Then that's called there was netilas neshome. Ma she'ein kein shmei neshrotzim, she'ein oiron rach, their skin is not soft. A nitra boy adam, so the blood will only enter the skin level. Ashenis ave chabura gemura, that means it punctures the bottom chelik of the skin, and it leaves the bloodstream. She'ein chayzeres lekadmusay. V'yesh lechayvoy, so therefore that blood was taken out of the bloodstream and is now in the bruise on the skin, so that there was an netilas neshama on this blood. Yesh lechayvoy avinitzra mishum netilas neshama shaboy saimoke. So till now we were learning about the chiyuv chayvul by shmeinu shrotzim. The chiyuv chayvul by shmeinu shrotzim applies in two eifanim. Say it goes out of the goof, the zikra netilas neshame, and say it becomes a bruise that is nicker on the skin. So also, that is also considered a netilas neshame because of the dam that left the bloodstream and accumulated under the skin will not return to the bloodstream. Mashain came by the other shrotzim who do not have a thick skin, have a very soft skin. So by them, the netilas neshama is only if it leaves the body. But that when it goes up to the skin, since it's a soft skin, does not mean that it left the bloodstream and it will return.
Yeah.
Just like someone gives someone a slap, so he gets red and then he goes back right away. It's not, it doesn't remain.
It's like an extra something that lets the shmai shrotzim.
Yeah, the pasuk speaks about the shmai shrotzim. We don't know exactly which what they are. A toad, a rat. There's the shmai shrotzim. Now we're speaking about Meleches Tzedo. If a person traps the other Shrotzim, so now the halacha is as follows. If he trapped it, Tzodon Litzoyrech Chayev, he wants to use these Shrotzim, then he's Chayev. Shaloy Litzoyrech Eistam Potar Avalosa. Shaloy Litzoyrech. So what is the case of Shaloy Litzoyrech? Kugoyin L'sachek V'chi Ha'igavanev. He wants to have fun. So the Chazanish says, Pshat, that this is a lashon of the Rambam l'sachek. So the Chazanish says that he wants to have fun means as follows. If he traps a sheriff and he trapped him, and now he's going to have fun with the sheriff, whatever he intends to do. So that's called l'sayres. That means I want the sheriffs. What am I going to do with the sheriffs? Whatever his spike is. So, but that's what he wants. And it's called he trapped the sheriffs. And now, so that would be called the sayres. That what the Rambam holds l'sayres is shaloy l'sayres. It means that the whole trapping is a game. That means he traps them, and then he lets them go, and then he traps them. That's the game. The strike is to trap, but not I want to trap him to keep him. I just want to frustrate the sheriff. I trap him, then let him go. Trap him, let him go. So the whole tachlis of the Seder is only for a strike. I don't have an intent really to trap him. I just want to frustrate the sheriffs. So that is not called letzayrech. God the Chazanish says shaloi letzayrech means that he shouldn't damage things. But again, I don't need him. I don't need the sheretz. Letzayrech means I want the sheretz. I want to do something with the sheretz, whatever his intent is. So that's called letzayrech. Shaloi letzayrech means I don't need the sheretz. I don't want that he should damage other things. And so l'sachek means that, okay, I want to enjoy myself with the trapping, but I have no real intent to trap him. I'm just, I trap him, I let him go, and trap him, let him go, and that is my whole intent. The whole thing is a schoik, not with a true intent of trapping him. Ukata. Mishum dahavala maloche shein tzorech legufo. It's a maloche shein tzorech legufo because he doesn't need the guf adova that he's doing the maloche with. That means maloches seidon, the mishkin was, they trapped animals and they needed the animals. So that's a maloche and tzricha legufo. In these cases over here, he doesn't need the animal. So therefore, it's only awesome in the Rabbanah. We'll come to the Rambam soon. Now, Hatzod dogim min hador, min hanor. A person caught fish from a river. He caught a fish. Afilu nesonai tekef b'seich seifel shalmayim shalayamos. That means there was a fish in the river. He took it out. He caught the fish in Shabbos, and then he put it right away into a receptacle full of water. Shalayamos is chayim mishum tzeda. So, but al kaponim, the first pula that he had done, he took the fish out of the river, and now that it's in this receptacle, it's also trapped already. That means in this fish is trapped, it's in a small receptacle. So he's chayim al tzeda. V'im hi nichoi ad shemeis. What happens? He didn't put it into a small receptacle with water. He took out the fish. He took out the fish out of the water, and he let it remain out of the water. Chayim gam mishum netilas neshama. So then it comes out the first pu'ula that he had done. Extracting the fish from the water. He's not doing anything anymore. He took the fish out of the water. Now he's saying nishmas, whatever he's doing now in Shabbos. So besides the malacha of tzeda, which he did as soon as he took out the fish, now he is, when the fish dies, so the previous maisa brought about the mitzvah ador. So now, when the dog will die, he's chayim for the previous maise, two chiyuvim, one for tzeideh, one for netilas neshama. The lav davke meis, לאו דווקא here he brings down and goes from the Samaya. If he doesn't have to chop a fish, let's say there was a tank with water and a fish in it, and he just let the water out. He's not touching it. He's just letting out the water. And so he's chayim also until it's neshama. That means, well, that's a, no. That's not called a goma. That's called, that's a being from the Samaya. Shechayim ishim in shofar samayim in the safu. Shabbat b'soicha, he took out the water, that's called Natilus Neshama. That means it's no chilek, if you take the fish out of the water, or the water from the fish, it's no chilek, it's, that's called Natilus Neshama. Yeah. The Lavdavke mace, Lavdavke that it died, not Lavdavke, he's chayim when it's mamish dead. Elafilu im hinichoi ad sheyovesh. He left it that it's out of the water till Kiroichav Sela Bain Snapirov, between the fins of the fish, there is a chalik of the fish that's right up. And how big is this chalik? The width of a sela. Vadayin Huma Farkes, and the fish is shaking away but a chalik, the width of a cellar dried up. And all of a sudden he sees the fish is jumping up and down. So he put it back in the water. But he put it back after the being out of the water accomplished that a reichem sela, the width of a sela, this is a coin, is it dried up between the fins. Chayv gam came mishum the tilus neshama. The shuv eina yochel lichyos. It will not live anymore. He puts it back in the water, but already, if this chalik dried up, it will be. It won't be able to live anymore. From Rina Bigmore, the Lav Dafke Yovesh Mamish, Afilo, it did not dry up completely. Elek Shizov Rir Misham. I written down the Lashon of Rashi in Shabbos Rashi, and so this Lashon is very misleading. When this occurs, this process occurs, so there is some sort of a sticky liquid that comes out in that area from the fish, and there Rashi says, and if he puts his finger there, so it is sticky, so it will pull when he lifts up his finger, so the stickiness comes along with the finger. That means if this occurred to the fish, he left it out so long that now between the fins, some sticky liquid came out of the fish, and the simon is that it will put his finger then it lifts up the finger, so the stickiness will come together with the finger. Yes. So he's chayiv. That means that the misa process has already started. Okay. So al kaponim, we just had a look at that. If one takes out a fish, so he's chayiv alps, he's taking it out from the water, so he's chayiv alps until it's neshama. Then Cain, so it's habalein yehudi, he should not tell a goy, little dog min achovi shalmayim lenicha biyabosha. That means this person has a problem. He sees in this chobis, this could be there's a lot of fish, And this fish does not look too healthy. And if the fish will die in this barrel, so the water will get contaminated. So he tells a guy to take out the fish. He says something, maybe it's going to die, but the vial, the fish is alive. The fish is alive. And to tell the guy to take out the fish and to leave it out, so I'm telling the guy to do a malacha d'oraisa, netilas neshama. I'm afraid they'll be there. What's going to be? It's going to die, so it's going to contaminate the water. Very good, you're afraid. But le'idach isa, you're not permitted to tell the guy to do a malacha d'oraisa because of your hefsed. The loy mekalin and isa d'oraisa day and yudi b'mokim hefsed. Im loy sheyitaveyu litain oisai teikev b'seich brecha acheres shalmai. Unless he will tell him that he should put it in another receptacle of water, another pond of water, so memele vitutu. So let us just understand what happened over here. This fish was in a chavis. So the fish was already trapped. It was in a chavis, so it was trapped already. So to tell the guy to take out the fish, I'm not telling him to make an iser feida, because it was nitzid va'imid, it was trapped already. So I tell the guy to take out this fish. So that is the guy takes out the fish. There's no feida over here, because it was nitzid va'imid. But now the shell is what the guy should do with the fish now. So if he's going to, some as I leave it out of the water, so I'm telling the guy to do a malacha d'oraisa of netilas neshama, which is also. So he says, but I can tell the guy you should put it into another receptacle of water. So there's no netilas neshama. That means it's in water. There's only one problem. It's still tumukse. That means a live fish is still tumukse. The tiltu bali chayim shuisa derabonam v'kelinen ha'idei eini yehudi bozeh. There's a whole shayla why we are makel. It's a shmus to shmus, but you need a hefsed mehubim. So it's not so poshut why this is mutter. Oh, this shtel too, because it's a tiltu that says baba hamutter, and he himself could have done it by even hamutter. So may was allowed to tell Goy to do this. Fine. Al kaponim. Till now, we learned the das of the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says, if you trap a sheretz shaloi metzayrech, you don't need it, it's for a different purpose, you don't want it to be mazik other things, or you want to play with it, that's why you're trapping it, the whole thing. So, shaloi letzayrech is also midarabonam. Now, here there's a bir halacha, and we will learn about this soon in the next seif, that he says, but if he doesn't want it to be mazik other things, so lechayre, it's a malacha shen tzrich legufe. We heard before, if a person was a tzad nachosh, he trapped a nachosh, and he didn't want the nachosh, he wanted that the nachosh shouldn't bite him. And there's no chashash sakone, if it bites him, it's only a chashash of tzar. So we heard in the bir halacha, that we heard in the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is tzad nachosh, that he shouldn't bite him. So it is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufo, and it's b'mokim tzar. So a malacha shein tzricha legufo is also midrabon, the b'mokim tzar, they were makel. So here, in bir halacha, he has a problem. is a big problem. So Shalayla Tzairich means I don't need it. I want it. Shouldn't be mazik me. So lechere should be muta. It's a malacha she'enchicha leguf. Just like by a nochash we had learned that if a person wanted that a nochash shouldn't bite him, so memele, and that's why he trapped him. So it's a malacha she'enchicha leguf. It's on yosem midrabona mokim tzar is muta. So why isn't it muta here? This kasha the bir halacha asks, and the bir halacha says a moyedik yisod, which we will see later this yisod, that a bite of a nochosh is very painful. That what Chazal said, b'mokim tzar, is mutter, a meloche shein tzricha legufo, tzar is not any pain. Tzar means a difficult pain. So the bite of a nochosh, it's not fatal, but it's painful. So there they were makel by a malacha shein tzricha legufa. But over here by these shalotzen, afilu he is trapping it that this shalot shouldn't bite him, but since it's not that degree of pain, it is also. That's what the Bir Halacha says, and we'll speak about this a little more as we learn the next piece. Fine. Ula Rambam chayet. But the Rambam shita is that you chayev. Afilu shaloi letzorech. I'm trapping a sheretz. I have no need for it. I want to play with it. I want it shouldn't bite me. But I have no need for the etzem sheretz. But I want to trap it. The reason why I want to trap it is not because I need it. I'm doing it for a different purpose. The Svira Lei, the Rambam holds Malachas and Tzricha Legufa Chayim Olam. Rambam holds that you're Chayim Malachas and Tzricha Legufa. So Machlokes Tanoim, the shows how we paskin. The Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. V'roiv ha-poiskim Poiskim kedei rishayin. The right poiskim hold that it's only also midrabon on the bottom of chatos. Vishum de beine meleches machsheves. So the melech only has a cheshivis if it is done for the purpose that it was done in Bemishkan. And there they trapped animals because they wanted the animal. So if it's done, if shalei letzayrech, it is hot rabbal also. Vasa midarabona. And that's what the Rav Paiskim hold. And then from the Lashon of the Mechaba, it would also seem like that. The Mechaba says, Poto, Ula Rambam Chayiv. So that means, it seems, the Mechaba is saying, he's Poto, and the Shikas Rambam is his Chayiv. Bring down Shikas Rambam, but Vaisa is Meikar Adin. And here we have Rav Paiskim hold that it's Poto. Parish. Now, there are different types of lice. Now, we're talking about Hanikro Balgus Veloshen Arov. So that doesn't help us too much. But we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Also, Letzaydai. One is not permitted to trap it. Yes. So, Balgis, so let's just see what the Mishibur is saying till now. I know Ashkhoira, this is a dark louse. Hakesetses, it springs, it jumps. That means whenever you want to touch it, that's how it goes. It doesn't walk, it jumps. That's a parish. I spoke with my daughter who cleans lice, so she is wanting to get some expertise. So she tells me most of the lice in the hair, they're dark, they're like the color of the hair, they blend into the hair, and they string tack and they jump. You want to catch them, they'll jump from one place to another place. So lechere, and they lay eggs. They lay eggs, and the eggs are, they lay eggs, the egg is attaches itself to the hair, and then the egg eventually becomes a louse. The egg, when it's laid, is crystal clear, and then the egg gets darker and darker, and the louse grows from this egg. Now, so parish anitra bargus, loshab also letzaydoi, not allowed to capture it. I know hashchayra akefetzes, also letzaydoi. After double she'ein b'minay nitzed, and this is something which people don't hunt for to keep. That means, it's only a tzeda de rabbanon. Akraponim also midrabbanon, but midrabbanon it's also. So we're talking about an isa de rabbanon. Look, and now b'siv kimmel, we learned in siv kimmel the dvorim she'b'minay nitzed. And Shainin and Itzin is also with the Rabbona. The Itzas Lashminam, Lafuki Midas, Ezemina Poiskim de Sobri, the Avzuhi Bechlau Machoiles Shemuto the Tsoido Ulahogo. There's another type of a louse. It is not this dark louse. It doesn't have these simonim that it jumps. It's a different type of a louse, which we will learn later, which that louse one is permitted to capture and one is permitted to kill. So, and there are some poiskim that hold that this parish falls into that category. So the Mechaber is coming to tell you, I wish vehemently to disagree. And I hold that a parish also let's say that Makelt is different types of lice. This parish that is dark and it jumps, this parish is also to trap and to kill. Right. So now we just were introduced these two types of lice. There's a parish and a kino, a machilis. A kino amacheles is mutter to trap, and a parish is also to trap midarabona. Now, if imu sofik loy balaylo, imu kinoi oi parish. It's Friday night, and he has something that's annoying him, and it's a louse, but it's not light enough to be mavarer. If it's a parish or a kine, it's dark. So what should he do? Is muto letzoido. So he's allowed to pick it up and throw it away. That's tzoido. He's allowed to muto letzoido. Because something that Rabbono lekula, I feel this is a parish, so it's also in b'minay nitzit. So it's only a Rabbono. So if it is a Rabbono, but this is a something that Rabbono, and maybe it's a kino, and a kino one is permitted to be sawed and to kill. So anyway, but same as something. So when it comes to taking it off and throwing it away, which is, oh, it's a something, it's a Rabbono, so I'm allowed to take it off. But also, Lahogo, but to kill it is a something deraisa. That means this parish is an isa deraisa natilis neshama. There's isa deraisa natilis neshama. Even though, so here in Sharetzion, he says, a malacha shein tzorich legufa. That means he doesn't need in the tilus neshama. So it's a malacha shein tzorich legufa. But it's weicher ad rabbanon. So lechayre a person who's a shikol amdim should say, well, it's listen. I feel he's a parish, but it's a malacha shein tzorich legufa. And the mechaba paskin that the malacha shein tzorich legufa. So on the other side, the rabbanon. No, something the rabbanon lechol. No. And here we won't be makel by a sofik because this is a malocha d'iraisa. There's a heta. That means you're doing a malocha that it's ikroi d'iraisa. That means this is a mean that there's an isar of the kilos of shama. But if I kill it, shalai l'tzayra. So it's only osim the rabbanon, but this is a mean that there is an isar of the tilus neshama. So here they were not makel. So that is what he says. Try. So now we know, two alohis, we know a parish, you're not allowed to be tzon, you're not allowed to kill. And then there's something parish, there's something kina, you're allowed to be tzon, and you're not allowed to kill. Now, umuta lefalois habagodim miparushim bishabbos. Now, as he has an infested beged that's full of lice, so he's permitted to clean this beged, to rid them of the lice. Achizoyl shloili yitlein biyodai du bechlal feido. Zakyapile meyola, we should shake off the beged, but don't take it, don't be sod. Shake off the beged. And that is permissible. Now, so we asked Seido, which is a malocha de rabbona by a parish. It's aiming in its in, but it's also in the rabbona. Now let's go further to the mechaba. Elohim came, who al besoroi vo'oiktsoi. But if he has a louse that's on his bosor, and he's biting him, and he looks down at the louse, and the louse looks up at him, and the louse says, Shabbos, and he says, no, listen, there's a shear. You're a mice, you're biting me. So if he's biting him, so that's a tzar. And this tzar, Chazal were mako. But this tzar is only, so here the halacha which you mentioned before, which is moyadik negeya, that means we mentioned before that a person is allowed to be tzod anochosh and shouldn't be mazikim. So halacha shen tzricha legufo, b'mokim tzar, so mishmur, so that's tzavkos, it's a very painful tzar, they were matter. But something not so painful, they weren't matter. That's about the other shrotzen, he'll be tzod them to, for that he shouldn't be mazikin, it's also. So there the Bir Allah asked, so what's over here? So here, there's a special cooler. If it is on your bosa already, and it is biting you already, and he's up to the second bite, then already, that's it. Then we yetsa sabonis, so yetsa this. So answer the first bite, we'll see. You take it off, and you don't kill it. You just say tzeischem l'sholem, and then you send them out. Oh, we're talking about even bees. You're talking about mosquitoes. So we're talking about bees. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRam says a bee is like a parish. That's right. A bee is like a parish. So that means, so he says, if it's biting you, elikim parish v'yitish v'osa l'tzoyno, elim kein emedesu al b'sar ha'odom v'iksosoy. So the whole heter of saying is that unless he's allergic to a bee bite, then there's already, that's another, but then it's a second, then it's a konus nefoshes, then if a person is allergic to a bee bite, it's a konus nefoshes, but if he's not allergic to a bee bite, we're only speaking about the pain. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the only head to my bee, so this only when he's on him, and Ba'ikzai, to bring down Rav Nissim Karelitz was Mako, if there's a chashash, then it will bite a lot of people, but I don't know that I saw the Ech Shabbos Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Al Kaponim saw a mosquito is, there's much less than a bee, so that's chavivim yisurim. We have to, then, what? Oh, of this is, then you're right. Then this, you can tell the anile, but there's different types of mosquitoes. Okay, if it's shriya, then it's another thing. Then we're not talking about because in the first, we are only speaking about south. Yeah. Ellen Kano, Haino de Mishum, Tara de Akita, this Sal, Magnosa Bonon, Alisa Seida, Umuta Litsoidoi, Lashlihoi. Vizeshet Kosab, Oitsoi. It says, In Kano al Misoroi, the Oitsoi. That means it doesn't say Al-Masori alone. It's been him already once, so now that's it. One time, that's it. Morgan Abram, the Hankos of Agro, by Oiksoi Dafro. Vyesh Mekilim. Now that's the Dasa Mechama. Vyesh Mekilim, Tangshu Al Halukoi Mibifnim. It's on the inside of his shirt. It's too close for comfort, but it didn't get that close yet. So others are make a little biyodoi lashlichai ben yovoi lidei akitze. We mention loy lapiloi loz melina tila biyad bevada inoche lahachmo bezo. We're speaking about anisa tzeda de rabonon, which is also, unless we can do this without tzod, it is mutal. They should do this. If he can only do this with a knife and a tzeder, so we have him. We have a machlokes. There's machmirim, and there are v'yesh makilim. There are makilim. Agavur and Dirshu, he brings down a shayla. What is if a there is an insect that is not biting him, but is very, very annoying. That means it's right near his ear, and then he can't sleep, and it's a tagansad rush over there, and he would very wish to say, taste to take it away, I'll come upon him, and thus. So there's a machlokes, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Yibod Lachem, Reb Nissim Karelis, Reb Shlomo Zalman is machma. They were only makel by a tzar agus. This is a tzar hanefesh. It's not good for the nerves, and it's fair, he can't sleep. But it's not a tzar agus. So he asked that Reb Nissim Karelis was makel by such a case. So he was talking about the Yisrael Tzeder. Alan King of the sorry, Va'oikzai. Va'osa laholkai. He's not allowed to kill him. Va'af, let's go further than the more. Loi imalalenu biyodai. So now, there is a concept of imalalenu. Imalalenu means he's just squeezing it a little bit. Well, he's not to make him, he shouldn't have the koyach to come back to him. So he wants to squeeze this parish, not going to kill it, but he wants to make sure, this is a very stubborn parish, so he wants to squeeze it to make sure that he should not have the koyach to come back. So the Gemara says, V'loyim alelenu biyodai, Shemo Yageno, that means this is a very fine line, the Tilas Neshome and Yimalalenu. Elo Yitlano Biyodai, so if it is on him and it bit him, and now he wants to take it off, he picks it up and he escorts it outside the house and he closes the door and a guten tog. So that is what the Machabel says. Va'osa laholgoi, but he's not allowed to kill it. Hatam de mechalkinen ben parish lechinohu. Now, later, the next seats, in seat yud, no, we're going to have the same seats, that akino is mutter to kill. So why this one you're not allowed to kill, this one you're allowed to kill? Sakta Mishnabura the whole Malachis the Shabbos Mimishkan Yalfinelo. All the Malachis of Shabbos we learn out from the Mishkan. The Yalfinen Misas Kol Balechayim Lechiyuv משחיתס אילם מודומים שהיו במשכון בשביל אירסיים. That means one of the למתס מלוכס that were in the Mishkan was they shechted the Eilam Odomim, and there was Nekilas Neshomet, so they shechted them Bishvil Oireisein. They wanted the skins, so Memele, so they shechted them. So that was one of the Melachas in the Siyas HaMishkan, so Memele, that's also. The love davke al yedei shrite. Now, the issa of Netilas Neshomem is irrelevant how he took away the Neshomem. Tu adin ayedei hako, vachanike, he choked it, oy nechire, or he stabbed it, b'chalki agavne, kivin shebo al yedei ze Netilas Neshomem. So we learn out from the Shchitas Eilim Modomim, the Domim that were in the Mishkan, that the Netilas Neshomem is also v'amrinam. So the Gemara says, but we learn out it has to be similar to the Eilim and the Mishkan. Mo Eilim Modomim Sheporim V'rovim. These are minim which are pora v'rove, after sheporim v'rove. La'afuke kino, this is not the parish, this is a kino, de'ena bo mizocha nekebe, elo bo min hazeyo, lo'y chashive beryem. So this is not the name of chashivis of a beryem. So memele, there's no issa netilas neshomem. Now, it seems Chazal held the, what perhaps modern science does not hold of, but that's irrelevant, that there's a, this concept of spontaneous generation that it can come out, that from the Zeya it can become created, Minei Shrosim, even though it's not from a Zohar Nekedev. So therefore, it's not choshev aberye, and that's why a kina we will have later, one is allowed to be tzod, and one is allowed to kill. Avo pirosh, af al pi shegam hi ein poro v'rovro, mikom bokim kiven shav yoso min ha'ofo, this is created not from Zeya, from ofo yesh po chiyus kilu nivro mizoha nekeve, v'chayim ole mishum netilis neshome, v'apfilu parish oikzoi oso lohode. Al kaponim, we have over here, there's a difference between a kino and a parish. Let us go a little further, we'll come back to this. Lo yim alelenu, he shouldn't squeeze it, lahatish koicham, to weaken this parish, layasur eilov, that it shouldn't come back. So theoretically, this should be mutter, but the Ramah Asher, he might squeeze it with a relish and fine. Now, there is a whole tumult. Arkinim lay eggs. That is for sure. And then the eggs hatch. The Shaila is, so there's a whole tumult. Chazal said, Akino, one is permitted to kill. The Shaila is the kinim we have now are the kinim that Chazal had, or maybe we have different kinim, our kinim. I mean, it says, the Gemara says, they come from the Zeya. So it comes from the Zeya, created kinim, fine. But our kinim, they lay eggs, and it comes from the eggs. If there's a Zoch and a Keva, then one has to know, but Al-Kabonim, the Zicha lay eggs. So others hold that it means from Rabbi Yashiv, from this from Kerelitz. Rabbi Yashiv said one should be machmam. That means we cannot know, we cannot be sure that our kinim are the kinim that Chazal meant. Could be our kinim, since they lay eggs, that's clearly our kinim lay eggs, And it comes from an egg. Could be this kin is that the kin what Chazal meant? And the male is an Isser. Seidah, this Isser, Harige, that means that's a gewaldike chumren. Leidah Hisam, they bring down a cooler from Rabbi Yashiv that if you had a small child that he had kinim on his head and he was in tremendous tzar, so Rabbi Yashiv was matter to spray a type of a poison on his head to kill the kinim. And the mokim tzar godo, there's a tzar godo, there's a tzar cotton. And again, we have to realize we're speaking about Finish with the Rabbonim, that's a Moloch Hashem Tzrichel and Kufi, doesn't need it. And so Mamela by a tzar godo, Rabbi Yashiv was made called by Kinim, not by a parish, by Kinim. We still have we have what Chazal said. This is by Kinim. Now, this is very interesting. He brings down later there are worms in the intestines that can be very painful. The shaila is if one is permitted in Shabbos to take out a worm from the intestines. When it is done and the worm eventually dies. So if it's out of the intestines, it dies. So Rav Nissim Karelis was matter. He wants to take it out. He doesn't want to kill it. Maybe it's some segregation. So he says this is permissible to take out a worm from the intestines. And then also he says there is a refuah that the garlic somehow kills these worms in the intestines. So Mamele, he says, to put a piece of garlic in the intestines which would be misaviv, that the worm inside would die, is also permissible, and to take the garlic about the givis would be permissible. Now, the one more thing, there are, if you look at days, if you have a room that's infested with flies or other thing, to spray in the opposite direction, not to spray against them, but to spray in the opposite direction to convince them they shouldn't go and then show them at the door where they are. And then you're spraying in the opposite direction, so it seems they don't appreciate the spray, so that'll direct them to go in the other direction, so others are made cool by this.